The shift from oil to wood heat has spiked demand for stoves and heightened pollution concerns. John Crouch with the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association says there's a national shortage of pellet-fired stoves and boilers and some cordwood models. Crouch says that's hitting hard in places where winter comes early, like Alaska.
If you wait to the last minute in Alaska, it's going to be tough. I know that the retailers in Alaska throughout the state, Fairbanks all the way down to the Panhandle, are beginning to book deliveries and installations in December and January.
Crouch recently visited Fairbanks to consult with North Star Borough officials about fine particulate pollution. Borough air quality specialist Jim Connor says he expects exceptionally poor conditions this winter due to the high number of wood furnaces and stoves going in. He says the borough is getting a lot of questions about the increasingly popular but often smoky outdoor wood boilers.
We're getting two different types of calls. We get a lot of calls from people considering purchasing one of these and, are there going to be any upcoming regulations? And the other types of calls we get are people who see these units delivered to their neighbors and they want to know what they can do about it.
A city advisory committee will be considering the wood boiler issue next month. The only local smoke control measure in the works is aimed at wood stoves. Glenn Miller with the borough says the wood stove buyout program will target older, more polluting stoves.
Where we would obtain federal money to replace older wood stoves with newer wood stoves that were EPA certified or had catalytic combustion process on it to clean the air.